Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 31st. The grains closed mixed with May corn down a half a cent at 340 and three quarters, May beans up 3¾ cents at 886, and May wheat down 0.75 cents at 568 and three quarters. Well, it was pretty much like I thought. The numbers would be friendly for the beans and the wheat, and the corn not so much. But, the corn got down to 333 and a half. That was about 8 cents lower on the day. They came back to only close a half cent lower. They actually traded higher on the day at one point. So it wasn't terrible action, but I would have liked to have at least seen it closed higher. The beans were under some pressure because of the corn. The meal is down over $4 or at $4 a ton. That could have put a fair amount of pressure on the beans. It didn't. The oil was only up 14 ticks, but the beans got strong. Pretty good day in the beans, I thought, overall. The wheat market, we were higher in the May. Most of the day broke it late, but July and September wheat are all up about a nickel. Kansas City and Minneapolis are up 4 cents to 5 cents in that area. So looking at the reports, 97 million acres on corn is a huge number. I can't believe we were able to rally this thing with that big of a number. Now, the stocks number was down 175 million from the average guess. But is it going to matter with 97 million acres of corn planted? We could have a 3.5 billion bushel carryout if we get the crop in the ground and we have an average growing season out here. So I don't see anything friendly in the corn. But I think the way the beans held in there and the wheat was able to make new highs got the funds a little bit nervous. Now, if the funds get nervous, they're short about 120,000 contracts of corn. If they want to cover it in here, obviously we can move higher. I'm not sure what would compel them to do that unless we saw some big Chinese buying. We did sell some corn to Japan here today, 113,000 metric tons, but that's really nothing to speak about. The bean number I thought was a little bit friendly. We were a good 1.5 million acres under the government estimation. The stocks numbers were just right on what they were looking for. And the wheat number I thought was just a tad friendly, new record low acres I think it's going to be. And the stocks were pretty much what they were looking for. So, I thought the beans would be friendly. We closed higher. I'm surprised wheat didn't close higher, but only the May contract in Chicago was the only one that didn't. So it's kind of a mixed bag out here. Crude oil is up 39 cents a barrel, but gold took a big hit, down 38 bucks an ounce here. I don't know where we're going to go from here. The Dow's down 153. If the Dow stays under pressure, I think ultimately the grains stay under pressure. But the beans might have their own deal. If the world needs beans and they can't get them from Brazil or Argentina, they're certainly going to come to us for them. We need a close over $9 in the May to convince me that these markets can move higher. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.